everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Convo Club, the Mandarin podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to show your love is to subscribe, rate and review, and best of all, to share us with others you know. If you'd like to connect with us, send us a message at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, a.k.a. Ling Jia, and here with me is my Mei Li, Yo Yo Mei Li the co-host, Vicky Zhang. 你今天还好吗?
我今天很不错，很高兴又回到我们的节目。 欢迎大家跟我们边听边学边练。 也希望大家能够分享、订阅和给我们的节目做一个很好的评价。今天还觉得有一点激动，
because this is my favorite time of the year. I love Halloween. And last time we did a story about a roommate, 一个恐怖故事，很吓人的。今天我们又要说到一个比较恐怖的故事， but it's a different story, a different protagonist. Can you tell me what the story is going to be about today?
这个故事的名字叫旅馆，一个破旧的小旅馆和一个女记者的故事，听起来是不是就已经有一点吓人了？
Yes, so a female journalist, and I like this word, 破旧的旅馆. So 破旧 means like old and broken down.
Mm-hmm,
is that right?
对.
Okay, and then 旅馆. So before we get into the vocabulary, let's just talk about this one word, because first of all, it's L-U with like the little umlaut over the L. So it's not like 旅馆, it's 旅馆, it's a little bit more nasally.
对对对，这个是好像是在拼音里面唯一的一个在英文字母里没有的一个letter. 对，就是那个U上面有两个小点。
Yes, I think people who speak French would probably have an easier time with this syllable than we Americans do. I'm not sure about other languages like German, if they have that same sound, but I know that this kind of nasally 旅 is pretty hard to say, and if I'm trying to talk fast or say a whole lot of Chinese words at once, it doesn't usually come out very well, but it's a good word to practice. So, 旅馆. But now we have a bunch of different words for hotel. So we have 宾馆, 旅馆, 酒店, 还有什么呢?
好像还有一个旅店, 都可以.
Okay, and then sometimes 饭店, that can also mean hotel, right?
对对，一般来讲，酒店和饭店，比如说你住在一个五星酒店，或者是五星饭店，就讲的是比较大的，比较好的，比较fancy的那种。如果你说我住在一个motel或者是一个一个星的一个，可能就是小旅馆，旅馆旅店。Okay,
I gotcha. Now in the story, it's not only just a 旅馆, but it's a 破旧的小旅馆. So it's like an old, broken down roach motel.
对对对对.
Yeah. 在中文里有没有这个说法? 一个蟑螂的旅馆?
对，蟑螂就是那个大虫子。 但是你是说它是一种表达方法吗? 如果在英文说一个很...
Right.
我们好像没有这种说法。
Okay. So you just say 破旧的小旅馆 or 宾馆 or something like that.
对对对对, 一般就说又老又旧啊, 或者是很破呀,
Gotcha.
所以英文叫蟑螂旅馆, 这个也挺有意思的。
Yes. A roach motel. Can you say the word roach one more time? Is it first tone or is it fourth tone? 蟑螂.
蟑螂, 一声, 二声.
Okay. All right. There you go, everybody. You just learned the word for roach today, which I'm sure is super useful, but we don't love it that much. But anyway, okay. So let's, without further ado, go on to our vocabulary section.
记者.
Journalist.
乡下.
The countryside.
采风.
To gather research.
破旧.
Old and run down.
旅馆.
Small hotel or inn, or like a motel.
光线.
The lighting, as in the lighting in a room or an area.
棱角分明.
Prominent jawline with sharp angles to it.
栩栩如生.
Lifelike.
发麻.
To tingle, feel numb. Okay, so let's listen to today's 恐怖故事。
好的。
旅馆，有个女记者去乡下采风，晚上住进一个破旧的小旅馆。进来房间以后，屋子里光线很暗，床对面有幅画，画上是个男人，棱角分明，栩栩如生，尤其是那对眼睛。晚上睡觉的时候，他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己，于是他决定尽量不看那幅画。第二天一早，他走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻，原来那不是一幅画，而是一扇窗户。
Let's get into this story. Not too many questions. It's kind of a, at least in this first line, but there are a few words in there that we can definitely dig into. So I think the first one that I see is the journalist, the 记者. She goes to the 乡下. 好像这个是第一次碰到这个词. When it comes to the word countryside, I think this is the first time I've seen it called 乡下. Now I've seen 农村, I've seen...乡村，
好像现在可能说农村的比较多、
嗯、
但是在过去，比如说在三四十年以前，不知道你有没有听过一个词叫上山下乡，
嗯嗯，
就是在我父母的那个年代，在 you know culture revolution 文化大革命的那个年代，然后他们就是从学校里面出来的时候，每个学生都要到农村去，然后去 practice、
嗯、
然后就是去实践一下这个农民的生活，叫上山下乡。
Okay, it was kind of like a re-education that they were doing at the time. Is that right? Like they're sending students back to the village areas, to the farms, to kind of learn the ways of the farmers and the people who lived in those areas.
对对对，就是说要鼓励学生们去知道啊，真实的世界是什么样子的，所以就把每个人都要送到农村去体验一下这个农村的生活，这个叫上山啊 ，go up to the mountain， 下乡啊 ，go down into the countryside。所以、
oh, okay.
所以那个时候特别流行这个词，上山下乡。
Okay, so in another episode, I definitely want to ask you more about this, and especially what your parents did when they went to the countryside for their re-education, what it was that they were assigned to do or had to do, but.Until then, let's go on with our journalist. So she goes to the 乡下采风. So another word I didn't know. So 采 is to gather, third tone. But gather the wind, because that's the next word. It's like 风.
这里面的风它不是指的是我们刮的那个风。它采风它指的是去做一些 research,、
mm-hmm.
叫采风。
Is there any indication as to what kind of research? So if I'm a journalist and I'm going somewhere to 采风, what kind of information do you think I might be getting?
可能就是说像我们刚才说的一样、作为一个记者，他要了解一下当地人们的真实的生活状态，然后有什么真实的故事，然后把它写成文章。我觉得可能是对于一个记者来说。
Okay.
然后如果你是一个画家，你也可以说去什么地方去采风，
嗯，
那可能就是去画画，就是到一个风景优美的地方，然后去把你的这个画的画把它画出来，这个也叫去乡下采风。
Okay, very interesting. So in this story, we have a female journalist and she's going to the countryside possibly to gather information about what the life is like for people who live there. Maybe to interview people, maybe to...you know, gather other kinds of materials to kind of understand life there better. But you were just saying that a painter could also go, or an artist could also go to the countryside to 采风. And I imagine that would be so that they can have a view of natural scenery and they could sit down with their easel, like paint the landscape as they see it. That would also be 采风.
对，是的，是的。
Okay, so she goes to the countryside to 采风, gather some materials, do some research. And that night, she stays. Can you read that line?
晚上住进一个破旧的小旅馆。
So we talked about 小旅馆 and 破旧, but we didn't talk about 住进. Is that the same thing as checking into a hotel?
应该是 check in, 因为要住进来嘛，要 live in that hotel, 要 stay. 好像没有一个明确的说法。
Mm-hmm.
就是你要是说你住进去了，那肯定就是 clearly 你已经 check in 了，你要 stay 在那个地方了。
Okay, or maybe it's more like she got a room in a small hotel,
mm-hmm.
right? But if I want to say, like I'm at the front desk of a hotel and I say, I want to check into my room, would I say, 我要住进一个房间? Or would I say, 我要入住一个房间?
有的时候一个简单的说法是我要开一个房间。
I want to open a room.
对。
Interesting. Okay, but the official word to check in,Is there one, or is it just, well, you could say this, or you could say that, or...
好像我们一般就说,哦,我要订一个房间,或者我要开一个房间。订一个房间就是更加像是 reserve.
Yeah, that's more like booking a room, but I've already booked the room. Now I'm at the hotel and I'm ready to check in. So would I say, 我要入住房间, or like you just said, 我要开房间。
好像我们没有一个特别好的一个词来说这个 check in. 你可以说登记、但是大家一般也不这么用。
Okay.
一般就是说啊你排队然后到了这个 front desk, 然后人家问你啊有没有订的房间啊你说对我订好了然后人家就会说、啊那把身份证啊什么的给我一下 ,ID 给我一下然后就这样子。好像、
okay.
对。
So you don't walk up to the front desk and say, I want to check into my room. You walk up to the front desk generally and say, I have already booked a room. And then the rest happens from there.
是的是的。如果你订好了、
okay.
你可以说我已经订好了我有预订啊。如果你没订好你可以说我要订一个房间或者我要开一个房间都可以。
Okay, I got it. All right, so she gets a room at the small Roach Motel. What happens next?
这个房间进来了以后屋子里的光线很暗。
Okay, so upon entering the room,She notices, it doesn't really say the word, like, 她发现什么的, but you can just kind of understand, right? So upon entering the room, 屋子里的光线很暗, so the lighting, the 光线 is very dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not too much else there, so let's go ahead and go to the next part.
床的对面有幅画,画上是个男人,棱角分明,栩栩如生。尤其是那对眼睛。
OK, 说得很好,我觉得就像故事一样。很不错,很不错。OK, so, 床对面, so across the bed, 有幅画。One thing I want to point out here, this is a good story for measure words, or at least two measure words. And the first one is the measure word for a painting, which is 幅, 一幅画。One thing I've notice or at least experienced in the past, if I learn a word and also the measure word that goes with it, it's so much easier if I learn it as a unit. So for example, if I ask somebody, how do you say painting in Chinese? I think it's better if they say 幅画, because if they tell me 画, then I have to go learn another time. Well, what's the measure word that goes with 画? Oh, it's 幅, okay, 一幅画. But if they just tell me, okay,幅画, I just think of it as a unit, it goes together, and then every time I can say it that way.
但是有一个比较容易犯的错误就是说这个 measure word 它前面通常是要跟一个数字。你不能说比如说你到了一个museum, 你看到了一幅画、然后你说幅画真漂亮。你不能这样说就是这个幅它不能单独的来用。它只是一个 measure word, 你可以说这幅画或者那幅画、
right.
你不能说幅画。
Right, you need a qualifier in front of that, right? Like 一幅画,两幅画,这幅画,那幅画。Yes, I agree with that, but there's something about just being taught the simple word and not the measure word that goes with it that to me feels kind of incomplete. So I like trying to get the measure word with the actual noun.Together.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
对对对
yeah, but you have to realize it is not complete. But in this sentence, we don't have really a qualifier. We just say, 床对面 有幅画。
对，它等于是把那个有一幅画，它把那个一省掉了。
Okay. So they omit the e, but that's okay, right?
嗯，对对。
Okay. So across the bed there was a painting, and on the painting, so 画上是个男人, that's pretty easy. But his appearance, the way they describe it, is kind of interesting. Can you say that part one more time?
棱角分明,栩栩如生。
So let's look at the first one. 棱角分明。棱角, so I was looking that up just previously, that means like edges and corners, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 棱 means the edge of something, like 桌子棱, the edge of the table.
可以,对,挺常用的。桌子棱,桌子边,啊,桌子角,啊, the corner, edge, 这都可以。这个棱角分明一般是来形容一个男生，一般不会说一个女生棱角分明，就感觉有点奇怪。
Yeah, I think I understand why that is. So, 棱角分明, I think it means kind of like to have chiseled features. At least that's how we would kind of say that in English. And that seems to apply a little bit more to a man. Like he has finely sculpted, chiseled features. Very sharp and clear. That makes sense.
对对对对，就有点像你刚才说的那种，有点像雕像，哎，一个雕塑的那种感觉，非常有力量的感觉，就是叫棱角分明。
Okay, someone who's very strong, someone who's very, what was the first word?
就是一个 sculpture, 雕像，雕像或者雕塑。
Okay, so we've covered 棱角分明, and after that we have 栩栩如生, which seems to be like another idiom. Is that right? 一个成语。
嗯哼，这个也比较经常用。
Okay, 如生, so kind of like as though it's alive.
对。
栩栩, what does that mean? What does that word mean by itself?
它就是说古代，就是在中国的，这个有点太复杂了，在中国古代有一个人叫做庄周，然后他梦到了蝴蝶，然后蝴蝶的那个翅膀在那扇动的那种感觉。你看他那个栩栩的那两个字，它有羽毛的羽。
Okay, it has the word feather included in the character.
对。
Okay, so basically you're talking about this writer who had a dream, and in this dream there was a butterfly. And the butterfly was very vivid and beautiful, and it was just like very lifelike. You know, he's looking at its wings, and he's looking at the way they flutter and move, and he woke up and that later he wrote a description about this and he included the word 栩. So that's where it comes from, this 栩栩如生, meaning lifelike. Very interesting. All right, so in the painting, there is a man, 棱角分明, so he has like very chiseled features, a, you know, prominent jaw, maybe high cheekbones, things like that. 栩栩如生, 尤其是那对眼睛, so he looks lifelike, especially around the eyes.
是的。
Okay. All right. So what happens next?
晚上睡觉的时候，他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己。于是他决定尽量不看那幅画。
Okay. All right. So while she's sleeping at night, she feels that someone is looking at her in the dark. And we have this word, 偷看自己. So 偷 is like to steal something. 看 is to look. So someone's peeking at her, right? Like stealing a glance at her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she feels like. Or, you know, literally the translation would be she feels like somebody is watching her, right?
对.
Okay. And so therefore, 于是她决定, is it 尽量 or 尽量不看那幅画?
我们一般日常生活中会说尽量，哎，我尽量或者是怎么样的。但是你这样一问的话，我觉得在很有可能在这个字典里头是三声。
Yes, that's why I'm asking, because when I was looking it up, it was like 尽量. But then I was thinking, well, no, wait, I think I've heard people say it the other way. So I just wanted to make sure.
对，有的时候字典上标出来的也是正确的。然后但是我们日常生活习惯中的说法和正确的说法有的时候是不一致的。
Okay.
对。
Yeah, they're not always the same, like the proper dictionary way to say it. and the way people say it in actual life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. So she feels like somebody's watching her at night. And so her way of dealing with it is just to do her best to not look at the painting. And then what happens?
第二天一早，她走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻。
This is an interesting part. So first thing the next morning, she walks over to take a look at the painting. And 头皮一阵发麻. So the skin on her head, I guess her scalp, right? Like her,
对，是。
Yeah. 发麻 is like to tingle or to, I don't know, her scalp feels numb. That's an interesting way to describe being really freaked out by something.
对，这个是一个比较经常的一个说法。比如说你最不喜欢的是什么蛇或者是什么动物，蜘蛛。
that's a good question. 应该是蜘蛛吧。
对，那你如果看到你们家有一只很大的蜘蛛，然后
<Yeah.
S 1> 这个就你就可以说啊，我的头皮一阵发麻。
okay. Well, I want to ask you, 一定要说一阵吗？ Or can I say, 我的头皮发麻？
也可以，头皮发麻也可以。
Okay. What is the role of 一阵 in that phrase?
一阵它指的是一小段时间，就是说头皮一阵发麻，就是说你的头皮变得或者是 numb 或者是什么的，然后 for a while.
Okay. But it's not going to stay that way.
对，你可以把一阵省略，你可以说我的头皮发麻。
Okay. So you can omit that and just say,我的头皮发麻。
你也可以说头皮一阵阵发麻，那就是你看到了一堆蜘蛛，哇，头皮一阵阵发麻。
If I saw like a whole bunch of spiders, then
yes,
okay, yeah. And we also had 阵阵 in the last episode as well in the story about the roommate.
对对对，好像是从这个房顶，
不是房顶，
墙上头，头顶上的墙面。然后传来了阵阵指甲盖滑墙的声音。
That's right. You remember it perfectly. All right. So why is her hair? Well, I think I was about to say, why is her hair standing on end? But I think we would say something like the hair on the back of your neck stands on end. And that happened to her when she looked at the painting. Why is that?
所以她发现原来那不是一幅画。而是一扇窗户。
Okay, so I think we 还需要一道闪电划破长空了。We need another streak of lightning going through the sky on this one, because here's the punchline of the story. So it turns out that it wasn't a painting. 不是一幅画。This is the other word that has a good measure word with it. 而是一扇窗户。So 窗户, window, and the measure word,Shan, fourth tone. It wasn't a painting, it was a window.
是的是的，这个现在想一想的话，你是不是觉得头皮有点发麻？
对，应该是。But you know, one thing that I thought was kind of funny about this story is that when she thought it was a painting, right? So it said, 画上那个男人棱角分明栩栩如生。Well,He was supposed to be very good looking, right? If you say that a 男人 is 棱角分明, kind of like who? Like Brad Pitt?
但是如果即使是一个帅哥在深更半夜的时候盯着你在窗户的那一面也是很令人头皮发麻的一件事情。
Yes, I can imagine it would still be scary, but I couldn't help thinking that maybe...It's a little bit better that it was a good-looking man looking at her.
okay.
And not some kind of monster or something like that. But yes.
对。
All right. Anyway, 事不宜迟，让我们再听一下今天的恐怖故事。
好的。
旅馆。有个女记者去乡下采风，晚上住进一个破旧的小旅馆。进来房间以后，屋子里光线很暗。床对面有幅画，画上是个男人， 棱角分明，栩栩如生，尤其是那对眼睛。晚上睡觉的时候，他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己，于是他决定尽量不看那幅画。第二天一早，他走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻，原来那不是一幅画，而是一扇窗户。
And now it's time for some speech training, where we invite you to practice the lines of today's dialogue along with us at home or anywhere you happen to be.
好的，现在是我们的练习时间，欢迎大家跟我们边听边练边学。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
去乡下。采风，去乡下采风。记者，有个女记者，有个女记者去乡下采风。旅馆，破旧。破旧的小旅馆，一个破旧的小旅馆。住进，晚上住进。晚上住进一个破旧的小旅馆。有个女记者去乡下采风，晚上住进一个破旧的小旅馆。
这个恐怖故事讲了什么？
有个女记者去乡下采风，晚上住进一个破旧的小旅馆。
光线，光线很暗。屋子里光线很暗。进来房间以后，屋子里光线很暗。
他住的房间怎么样？
进来房间以后，屋子里光线很暗。
幅画，床对面有幅画，画上是个男人，棱角分明。画上是个男人，棱角分明。床对面有幅画，画上是个男人，棱角分明。栩栩如生，眼睛，那对眼睛。尤其是那对眼睛， 栩栩如生，尤其是那对眼睛。床对面有幅画，画上是个男人，棱角分明，栩栩如生，尤其是那对眼睛。
在床的对面，他看到了什么？
床对面有幅画，画上是个男人，棱角分明，栩栩如生，尤其是那对眼睛。
偷看，偷看自己。有人在黑暗中。有人在黑暗中偷看自己。他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己。晚上睡觉的时候，他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己。于是他决定尽量不看，尽量不看那幅画。于是他决定尽量不看那幅画。晚上睡觉的时候，他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己，于是他决定尽量不看那幅画。
他为什么会觉得这幅画很吓人？他是怎么处理的？
晚上睡觉的时候，他总觉得有人在黑暗中偷看自己，于是他决定尽量不看那幅画。
发麻，头皮发麻，头皮一阵发麻。他走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻。第二天一早，第二天一早，他走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻。第二天一早，他走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻。
第二天早上发生了什么？
第二天一早，他走过去一看，头皮一阵发麻。
一幅画，一扇窗户。那不是一幅画，而是一扇窗户。原来，原来那不是一幅画，而是一扇窗户。
让他头皮发麻的真相是什么？
原来那不是一幅画，而是一扇窗户。
All right, so Vicky, I want to ask you, if you had to be one of the people in the scary story, see, 你要么是记者或者要么是上一次我们说的那个学生，你宁愿当谁？ If you had to be one of those people.
好像都不大想当啊。
yeah.
都有点恐怖，如果非要选一个的话，那我觉得还是第一个好一些吧。
OK.
因为第二个很明显，他肯定是有一个，即使是一个帅哥也是一个很变态的人，但是第一个你不知道是什么、uh-huh. 我也许是一只松鼠呢，或者是一个小动物。
Okay, so you would rather be the roommate
对
in the first scary story because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad person on the other side of the wall. It could be a mouse or some other kind of animal just scratching the wall and everything's actually okay.
对对对，那你呢？
I think actually I would be the journalist, the new 记者.
Okay.
And here's the reason why. It's not because the guy in the painting is good looking, has nothing to do with that. But it's because once she realizes that it was a window, he's already gone. It's already over. And not only that, but he was on the outside the whole time. Like he never came into her room. So it's kind of scary, but...That scary part is already over. All she has to do is leave the hotel. But with the roommate, when she receives that text message that, oh, I'm not here, I'm at my boyfriend's, I'm not coming home tonight, she's in the apartment with whatever it is that's making that noise. Like the situation has not resolved yet. So that's why I would choose to be the journalist and not the student.
OK, 就是说第一个是一个 open-ended, 你还不知道会发生什么事。第二个就是他至少已经平安度过了这个晚上。
Yes.
有道理，有道理。
Yes, so that's what I would do. So, all right, well, we hope that you guys enjoyed our two scary stories and that you guys are going to have an awesome October and Halloween festivities.
好的，希望大家万圣节快乐。
And also want to remind you that 不管什么，你一定要学好中文，
增加魅力。
And we will see you next time.
下次见。